Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on May 17th, 2017. Our guest today is veteran REIT analyst Steve Maneker, who recently left Oppenheimer. We're going to talk to him about some of his big picture observations about the REIT industry from his time as an analyst. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the time.
So, in your 10 years tracking the REIT industry as an analyst, what do you think was the maybe most significant change or development over that time?
Yeah, the biggest change for me has been management's ability to learn from past mistakes. The way I'm thinking about it, management previous cycles seemed to be more focused on growing earnings for the current year. Nowadays, they seem more focused on trying to figure out how to create sustained growth over a cycle. And this has led to basically, from my opinion, better underwriting of acquisitions and dispositions, and also has led to much stronger balance sheets.
And then how do you feel, I guess, about the maybe general understanding of REITs among investors and the public? Are there any misperceptions about the business model that you think are still kind of hanging around?
Yeah, I think overall I'd say that it's okay right now, the general understanding. But there's always room for improvement. The way I see it, both investors for both institutions and institutional investors and retail investors, the ones that are comfortable in REITs typically are comfortable with real estate investments, direct real estate investments, and with the stock market investments. And if you have that combination, those investors tend to be very comfortable with REITs. If you don't have either one or the other, there tends to be a little bit of a disconnect. The misperceptions from my view, is that there's this big focus right now on REITs being interest rate sensitive to interest rates. And the way we looked at it historically, REITs have both outperformed and underperformed in both rising and falling interest rate environments. So we don't think there's any natural law that says REITs are going to, be interest rate sensitive. Instead, the way we've looked at it is that we believe REIT returns are more correlated with the commercial real estate cycle. So when commercial real estate is doing well, REITs tend to do well. And when the commercial real estate cycle isn't doing well, REITs tend to underperform.
And, looking back in some of your interactions with different management teams and companies, what were some of the hallmarks of the most effective management teams and the best run companies that you encountered?
Yeah, it's funny because I think this is somewhat underestimated by investors, because when you're buying REITs, you're obviously buying the assets, but I think more so you're buying the management teams. And what we found is that the best management teams do two things. The first thing is that they're able to change their portfolio over a cycle. That could be selling assets or buying more assets or developing assets or redeveloping an existing part of the portfolio. But over a cycle, good REIT management teams or the better REIT management teams tend to do a really good job of this. And they've typically done it over multiple cycles. And the point would be that over decades, let's say, things change. And what was a good piece of real estate 20 years ago might not be a good piece of real estate today. And the REIT management team is essentially trying to figure out where they want the portfolio to be in the next 5 or 10 years. And the better ones seem to have a good knack at kind of getting there. The other thing I would say is it's kind of coming down to a big data thing, where the better management teams have an ability to access and analyze information from all parts of an organization, including operating level employees. And the way we look at it, the commercial real estate world and REITs are becoming more data driven. And the ability to basically successfully collect and analyze this data should add to long-term growth potential. And the better management teams, I think, have kind of recognized this and are making the investment not just in the data and the analytics, but in collecting it and trying to figure out a good way to kind of get the data from their people into the organization and use that data. It's proprietary. If you have good people in your organization, you're going to get very good ground-level intel.
And then looking ahead maybe to the next decade, what are your thoughts on the direction of the industry? Any kind of ideas about big trends to watch for, anything like that?
Yeah, the way we think about it, we expect REITs to basically continue gathering commercial real estate assets. The long-term nature of these vehicles relative to the fund model, the ability to basically hold them through multiple cycles, the ability to reinvest in the assets over time in multiple cycles. We think it makes a lot of sense. So from our perspective, we think REITs will become an increasingly large repository of real estate assets in the United States. And that's kind of, we don't know what percentage it's going to stop at. Is it 50%, 40%, 60%? I mean, who knows? But the way it's going now, we definitely think that's going to continue for a while.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for joining us. It's really been interesting getting your perspective on things.
Alan, thanks for the opportunity. Take care.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.